Unit 6, Free Trade versus Protection. 6.0 Objectives. 6.1 Introduction. 6.2 Free Trade Meaning. 6.3 Advantages of Free Trade. 6.4 Disadvantages of Free Trade. 6.5 Trade Protection Meaning. 6.6 Instruments of Trade Protection. 6.7 Advantages of Trade Protection. 6.8 Disadvantages of Trade Protection. 6.9 Summary. 6.10 Keywords. 6.11 Books for Study. 6.12 Questions for Self-Instruction Exercises. Page 18. 6.0 Objectives. Unit 6 deals with the controversial theme of free trade versus protection. It has the following objectives. To define free trade and bring out its relative merits and demerits. To define free trade, their protection, and explain its relative advantages and disadvantages. And to indicate in a suggestive manner the reasons for choosing free trade rather than protection as an economic imperative for more growth under present conditions. 6.1 Introduction. The subject of free trade versus protection has always been highly controversial in international trade policy analysis. Free trade implies market-led trade process, whereas protectionism implies an import substitution process of economic growth. Of these, which is optimal and why? This is a highly debated question, both in the past and present, probably in future as well. Free trade is universal in its object, but protectionism is country-specific. Free trade implies absence of all kinds of barriers upon international trade. It's an extended form of laissez-faire in the external sector. Trade protection in ultimate analysis reduces the volume of trade and social welfare. 6.2 Free trade meaning. Free trade is defined as the international trade that takes place without barriers, such as tariffs, quotas, and foreign exchange controls, being placed on the free movement of goods and services between countries. The aim of free trade is to secure the benefits of international specialization. Collins Dictionary of Economics, pp. 212. Page 19. Professor Jagadish Bhagavati defines free trade policy as absence of tariffs, quotas, exchange restrictions, taxes and subsidies on production, factor use and consummations. This is a very broad and rational definition. Further, Jagdish Bhagavati states that a world of free trade would be one with no tariff and no restrictions of any kind on importing or exporting. In such a world, a country would import all these commodities that it could buy from abroad at a delivered price lower than the cost of producing them at home. International Trade, 1969, pp. 10. 6.3 Advantages of Free Trade. The classical economists like Adam Smith, David Ricardo, J.S. Mill, T.R. Malthus, and Torrens have consistently advocated free trade as a best optimum trade policy. Among the 20th century modern economists, Gottfried von Haberler was the main proponent to put forward the following arguments in favor of free trade. 1. Output maximization. A strong case for free trade arises on account of the production specialization to be attempted based on comparative advantage either of greater or least degree to undertake international trade by any two countries. Each country specializing in a given good tends to generate larger output, which creates more real income in the world economy. Like this, free trade helps to achieve the goal of output maximization. 2. Optimum use of resources. Free trade promotes international specialization and division of labor. This in turn helps to achieve resource use efficiency in trade participating countries. Page 20. Point number 3. Increases in consumption. Free trade helps consumers to buy goods at lower prices, and also it widens the choice range. This way, free trade promotes consumer interests, including an improvement in their standards of living. 4. Educative value. Haberler strongly believes that free trade has an educative value. In other words, international competition shall force the domestic producers to be innovative and dynamic to improve their methods of production. 5. Widening markets. Free trade helps to widen or extend the world markets for tradables. This is possible because under global competition, products with better quality and price competitiveness could alone sell well. 6. Prevention of monopolies. Free trade prevents the emergence of monopolies. Since there could be global competition, the import and export prices are lower and freedom for entry and exits are common, monopolies are out of scene. 7. Best policy for economic development. Haberler believes that substantial free trade with marginal, insubstantial corrections and deviations is the best policy from the point of view of economic development. This claim is, however,
sounds
dubious. 6.4. Disadvantages of or the case against free trade. There are a number of criticisms about the free trade policy. The foremost criticism is that free trade distributes the gains from trade most unevenly among nations. Let us briefly state some of the important disadvantages or criticisms of the free trade policy. 1. The existence of a laissez-faire and competitive economy are very essential for the operation of free trade policy, but they do not exist since the 1930s. The emergence of monopoly, monopsony, cartels, imperfect labor markets, tariffs and quotas all have contributed to the abolition of free trade regime. Page 21. Point number 2. Since free trade policy is based on comparative advantage principle, it leads to a highly unbalanced development process in a country. Some industries supported by comparative advantage will flourish and develop, whereas the other high-cost industries perish. So, under free trade, a country will not be self-sufficient in production. 3. Free trade may also encourage trade in certain substandard and harmful commodities. This results in reducing the social welfare. 4. Since there are variations in the factor endowments among countries, it would create different levels of comparative advantage or level playing fields among nations. Some countries with better factor endowments having comparative advantage in the production of large number of goods than other countries with less advantageous factor endowments. This inequality in factor endowments among nations is the real basis of free trade distributing its benefits or gains unevenly among nations. Thus, the countries with unfavorable factor endowments or level playing fields adopt a commercial policy to protect their trade interests. 5. Haberlo has argued that free trade may create international monopolies and local monopolies. These monopolies ultimately prove detrimental to the economic interests of the countries and also to the free trade process itself. 6. Haberlo's view of free trade as the best policy to promote economic development of LDCs is questioned by other economists. Instead, the free trade policy helps to exploit the low-income poor countries by the high-income rich countries. This was the experience in 19th and early 20th centuries. Thus, the LDCs have switched over from free trade policy to a trade protection policy to safeguard their own interest. Page 22. 6.5. Trade protection. Meaning, a trade protection policy implies a reduction in the volume of imports through the imposition of trade controls like tariffs, quotas, and exchange controls. This would create a protection wall for domestic industries against a foreign competition. The trade protectionism is a form of restricted trade, and its implementation requires government intervention in international trade process. Trade protectionism intends to preserve domestic markets for domestic industries or producers and places restriction over foreign producers. 6.6. Instruments of trade protection. The trade protection ideology operates through a set of policy initiatives or instruments. They are tariffs, quotas, exchange controls, and other forms of physical or quantitative restriction, which are adopted to control and regulate the international trade under protectionism. Tariffs are a form of commodity taxes which are generally levied on imports. Whereas quotas and other trade restrictions are aimed at restricting import trade both by value and quantity. In Unit 7, we shall learn in detail about the instruments of trade protection and their effects. 6.7. Advantages of or arguments for trade protection. A trade protectionist policy is also called as a commercial policy. It is diametrically opposite to the free trade policy in spirit and objectives. Professor G. Haberler classifies the arguments for a protectionist trade policy into economic and non-economic in nature. The basis for trade protectionist policy are called arguments because they represent potential benefits of trade protectionism. Let us briefly examine the economic and non-economic arguments in favor of trade protection. Page 23. 6.7.1. Economic arguments. The following are the major types of economic arguments for trade protection. A. The infant industry argument. The infant industry argument is a major claim put forth in favor of trade protection. Originally, this argument was propounded by Alexander Hamilton in 1795 and later by 1885 popularized by German economist and nationalist Friedrich List. The infant industry argument is based on the assumption that the country has a latent comparative advantage in the industry or group of industries to be protected. Further, J.S. Mill also made out a case for trade protection based on the need for nursing new industries. J.S. Mill has stated that protecting duties can be defensible when they are imposed temporarily in the hope of neutralizing a foreign industry in itself perfectly suitable to the circumstances of the country. But it is essential that protection should be confined to cases in which there is good ground of assurance that industry which it fosters will, after a time, be able to dispense with it. Nor should the domestic producers even be allowed to expect that it will be continued to them beyond the time necessary for a fair trial of what they are capable of accomplishing. Thus, the infant industry means a new industry which is unable to realize the internal scale economies initially, and they will face high cost of production. This new industry will have to be protected against a foreign industry competition through the provision of a tariff or quota, or both on foreign imports. During the course of trade production, an infant industry shall be able to achieve internal and external economies of scale, which will enable it to reduce its costs of production, thus the prices. A price reduction achieved by a protected industry is an indicator of its ability to efficiency at international level. Then the protection extended may be withdrawn because the industry has been able to achieve competitiveness. This is true of all protected industries. So trade protection becomes a transitory phenomenon. Page 24. However, there are serious criticisms against the infant industry argument. They are 1. The identification of industries for providing trade protection is very difficult since all industries will be in their infancy in less developed countries. 2. Trade protection extended once may not be withdrawn because of the refusal of infant industry to grow into adulthood. In other words, an infant industry might cover its inefficiency under the protection wall. Then trade protection becomes a permanent feature and infancy may tend to be an epidemic. 3. The inefficient producers might indulge in politicizing the protection policy to protect their own interests. Professor Haberler rightly points out that temporary infant industry duties are transformed into permanent duties to preserve the industries they protect. 4. The infant industry argument may create a high protection wall, resulting in a series of low-efficient industries operating in a LDC. 5. Trade protectionism may lead to corruption at political and bureaucratic level. 6. Protection alone may not make a new industry cost-effective and efficient. For achieving efficiency and competitiveness, protection may be a necessary but not a sufficient condition. Page 25. B. Diversification argument. Efforts to set up and develop a large number of different industries to create a network of import competing or substitution industries is called diversification argument. A highly diversified production structure is very essential for achieving internal and external economies of scale and export competitiveness. C. Terms of trade argument. This emphasizes the need for correcting disequilibrium in the balance of payments. Imports may be restricted by a tariff levy if the foreign exporters are liable to pay the whole or a part of the tariff. Then exports become cheaper and imports tend to be costlier. Thus, the extent of success in improving the terms of trade by tariff imposing country depends upon its relative domestic and foreign supply and demand elasticities for exports and imports. D. Bargaining argument. Tariffs may be used as an instrument to bargain by a country with its trade partners, which also are on some form of tariffs. Thus, in a protected trade regime, tariffs may tend to be mere trade bargaining devices. E. Anti-dumping argument. Dumping is a trade practice to eliminate a competitor in a foreign country. It implies selling of a product at a much lower price in foreign country after taking into account the transport and other transfer costs. Dumping not only helps to clear the surplus from a dumping country, but it will also help to destroy the import substitution industries in a foreign country. Thus, the LDCs are forced to adopt protection policy as an anti-dumping measure to protect the interests of domestic industries. F. Socially relevant or key industries argument. Certain socially relevant industries like agriculture and strategically important industries like iron and steel, heavy chemicals, heavy electricals, machine tools shall be protected because these industries involve wider national economic interests going beyond only trade. Page 26. G. Employment argument. Sometimes a trade protectionist policy is suggested to solve the problems of unemployment and underemployment. The import substitution industries working under protection cover help to achieve the employment goal. 6.8. Disadvantages of trade protection. Some of the major disadvantages of trade protection policy may be stated briefly as under. 1. The industries treated as infants for tariff quota protection shall never try to improve their economic efficiency to international levels. Often, the infant industry status is abused by the entrepreneurs. has. 2. Trade protection creates high-cost import substitution industries. They tend to be white elephants using the scarce resources of a LDC. 3. Anti-dumping basis of a trade protectionism is not a substantial argument for levying tariffs and quotas, because the possibility of dumping is very rare. 4. The employment argument of protection is questioned by many economists. Haberler has argued that unemployment in one single industry may be reduced by a tariff on the competing imports, provided the demand for its products is not totally elastic and its goods compete with similar imported goods. However, this does not lead to an overall reduction in unemployment in a trade protectionist country. 5. The diversification of industries under the cover of a protectionist wall is not easy, as is said, because countries do not have all the resources in required quantity to be self-sufficient in almost all lines of production. Inter-country dependency is a more commonly obtained situation. Page 27. Point number 6. The non-economic arguments do not sound any economic rationality. The defense, self-sufficiency, national patriotism all take away countries from fair play of market forces under free trade regime. 7. Trade protectionism cannot be always one country specific. Retaliation is the order of the day. Thus, trade protection erects a repeated competitive wall of perfectionism, which ultimately reduces drastically the volume of foreign trade. This is anti-economic growth. 6.9. Summary. Trade protection is a country-specific economic policy, whereas free trade is a world-oriented economic policy. On a balance, the gains from free trade are higher than gains under protected trade. In fact, gains under protection are dubious. The protection creates high-cost industries. They breed corruption and they are anti-consumers, people. The various arguments against free trade and for protection do not carry much rationality. The protection leads resources wastage, high cost and high prices and reduced volumes of trade. It's not in the world's interests. Thus, it is increasingly discarded and now the whole world is moving towards a new wave of free trade regime under World Trade Organization since January 1995. 6.10 Keywords. Free trade. It denotes free international movement or exchange of goods without any kind of barriers. The basic objective of free trade is to secure the benefits of international specialization. Free trade as a policy is consistent with a free enterprise economy. Page 28. Trade protection. It's a form of trade regime. It implies the imposition of tariffs on international trade. Trade protection is an inward-looking economic policy. Instruments of trade protection. These include tariffs, quotas, exchange controls, and state trading systems. Tariffs discourage imports through a price rise, whereas the other instruments of trade protection physically control and reduce the imports into a trade protectionist country. Tariffs. Tariffs are a kind of commodity taxes levied upon exports and imports. Tariffs are generally imposed on imports. Quotas. These are administrative trade controls which intend to reduce the imports quantitatively. Quotas are auctioned in public. They yield economic rent to their holders. Foreign exchange controls. These controls intend to ration the availability of foreign exchange for various imports. They are also used to direct the composition of imports. Thus, foreign exchange controls are generally formulated by the central bank of the country intended to influence not only the quantity of imports, but also its nature and composition. 6.11 Books for Study. Gerald M. Mayer, International Aspects of Development. Jingan M. L., International Economics. Kindleberger, C.P., International Economics. Page 29. 6.12 Questions for Self-Instruction Exercises. 1. What do you mean by free trade? Explain its advantages and disadvantages. 2. Write on the advantages and disadvantages of trade protectionism. 3. Distinguish between free trade and protection. Of the two, which is more beneficial? 4. Write short notes on the following. A. Significance of free trade. B. Instruments of trade protection. Author, Professor Odayar D. Hegede. Read carefully the SIM. Grasp and understand it. Try to answer the questions given in 6.12. Please do not send your answers to the KSOU for any assessment purpose. These are meant for your self-study. Page 30, Notes.